got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
Before we start the show,
you know how to support the twins. Go to officialhogtwins.com. Get you one of our brand new patriotic shirts.
Yeah.
Black.
And remember, every dollar you spend on that website, you get 5 times the interest. 5 times the interest. Sound like a slave for a second. You get 5 times the interest. Spend a dollar, you get 5 inches.
Yeah, to win the 700 horsepower Ram TRX.
And $10,000 in cash.
The contest is over in what? Couple weeks?
Couple weeks, man.
That's why we're giving you 5 times interest.
Yeah.
All right.
Last anyway, two winners actually bought during this time.
Yeah, the 5 times interest. So you spend $5, you get 25
so
interest.
So go take out a second mortgage, go get a loan from the bank, start dropping some bills at my window.
Hey.
Don't do that. You know who gonna win it? Some bitch gonna spend a dollar.
Hey, Kev.
He could go in there and buy one wristband.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody gonna be dropping thousands. Damn it, I didn't win. Took out a loan.
We turning our fans into degenerate gamblers.
Took out a loan, got a second mortgage on my damn house. Even sold my car, man.
This is a damn scam. I should have won. All right, but seriously.
Yeah.
All right, also, we got some new comedy shows coming up. Pearl Gold, Arkansas.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shows coming. Go to official. Nah, go to HawksTwinsTour.com for tickets. All right, so we're going to talk about
the Great White Replacement Theory. I never heard of that one.
I heard of the Great Replacement Theory,
but I've never heard of the Great White Replacement Theory.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson calls it the Great Replacement Theory. I mean, can you really call it a theory? I mean, like, evolution, that's a theory.
Yeah.
Like, they say apes was walking around. And walking on the hands and shit.
Yeah, like you're
smacking the shit out of each other, eating bananas.
Yeah.
But then one day he said, man, I'm tired of walking on my hands. Just stood up,
put on a pair of pants and some shoes, and walked his ass all the way to Russia and turned white. That's a theory. Can't prove that shit.
Yeah.
Like the Big Bang
Theory.
They say
the first person on Earth was a black man, and he turned white or whatever. But
of course he is black, man. Of course. Who knows? Some bitch probably was green. We don't know. Just because you in Africa don't make you black.
Yeah.
You could be green.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But there's a theory that
Big Bang Theory. It was nothing.
It was nothing. And then
something happened and it was a huge explosion.
Yeah, boom! Damn planet started spinning. Got a sun came up.
Yeah.
Some black holes.
That's a theory. Theory is something you can't prove.
Like replacement theory, I can prove that.
Yeah. It's common sense. You see it every day.
I mean, the borders are wide open. How many illegals coming in this country a month? I think it's hundreds of thousands. It might even be a million.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When I was in military years ago, man, I took some leave. Right, went home, and I went to Walmart. I was like, where is all these damn Mexicans coming from?
Yeah, because where we grew up in Monsville, Virginia, was just black, white,
yeah,
and light-skinned niggas. That's all it was.
You might see an Indian every now and then.
Yeah, but like where I grew up, it's like, yeah, it's like little Tijuana there.
I remember I was
throwing away some trash, right?
Yeah.
It was nowhere to dump trash. And I was like, man, I'm gonna do some illegal dumping.
It was just a little small bag.
Just a little small bag, and it was this restaurant where I was like, ooh, Tito's, tacos, and more. So I think I'll dump that shit right here. I'm throwing it in the garbage. Whoa, no, but Siri here. I was like, who the hell you think you talking to? I used to do this shit when it was number white people here.
Yeah, just call it. Yeah, man. I'm American citizen. I can do what the hell I want to do.
He said, I called the cops. I dumped it and I took off because
the call the cops. I'm calling ICE on your ass. You ain't going to tell me what to do in my own country. It's my country. I'm born here.
My
relatives died for this country. You just going to jump over the border and you going to tell me what to do?
Tell me I can't dump my trash?
I dump my trash wherever I want to.
Hey, but maybe it was legal.
Yeah, he didn't speak no English. Man, I can take one look at it and tell you if you're illegal or not.
That's racist.
No, it ain't. It's human nature. It's common sense. Like his accent, the way he wore his pants, the way he had his hair combed back, had a wife beat on
him. Oh, man.
Had a teardrop right here. Man.
I mean, replacement theory is easily, like, who has sanctuary cities?
Hey, well, let's show in the video how CNN and mainstream media are spinning it.
All right, whatever.
Officials believe the gunman accused of the mass shooting in Buffalo was inspired by the white replacement conspiracy theory. Now, this is a baseless belief that white people are being slowly but intentionally replaced by minorities and immigrants.
It's baseless. Like I said, there's millions of people coming in every month. There's sanctuary cities in Democrat...
Calm down, Keith. Just calm down.
In Democrat... Calm down. Areas. I'm calm.
Look, first of all, it's not the great white replacement theory. See, this is what liberals do. They misrepresent the argument intentionally so they can tear it down easily.
Yeah.
If you call it the great replacement theory, I can't say it is racist. I got to throw white in there. The great white replacement theory, make it about white people being replaced, make it like it's a white racist theory.
Yeah.
That's baseless.
Yeah.
Is baseless.
I mean,
but white- the great replacement theory, it's not baseless.
Yeah, because.
Because there's proof.
Yeah, like our border, like I said, millions of people every month being released into the country. Who's allowing that? Democrats.
These people can't seek amnesty in this country. They don't have the prerequisites to seek asylum.
It's not asylum.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're running away from persecution, stuff like that, there's ways you can go about it. But these people are not
Ukraine,
running from them. They're just here with their hands out.
Yeah, Ukraine, they can actually come to the United States as legal immigrants because they're running from persecution.
Yeah, seeking asylum. Yeah, like I was saying, so who's got the borders open right now? Democrats. Who's pushing these sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants to get around our immigration laws?
Yeah, sanctuary cities
Democrats.
Are housing illegal immigrants to intentionally break our immigration
like
laws.
Like black people used to be the number two demographic. Take a wild guess who it is now. That's right. Those perfectly tan motherfuckers. I give you another example.
Yeah. Who says...
Ed, shut up. Ed, what's her name? Ed
Omar. Hey, man. Why are you always screaming at me, man?
Ed Omar. She's a refugee. Yeah. How do y'all think she got into Congress? Because Obama put a ton of her people in a city, and now who they going to vote for her? Who they going to vote for? They're going to vote for her. Yeah. That's how she's in Congress. This replacement theory, it's not a theory.
Yeah.
This is provable.
Yeah. Like, who's saying ID, voter ID is racist?
Democrats.
Who said that? Democrats. Black people, you shouldn't have to get ID because you're too stupid to figure out how to get one.
But that's
you know
not
why
the
they're saying
reason.
That, right?
Yeah.
You know why they're saying that, right? Because they're setting it up for these perfectly tan people to be able to vote with no ID. You're already letting them live here illegally in sanctuary cities. Now they want these people to be able to have the chance to vote. And they can if they don't have ID. If you're not required to present ID when you vote. That's not a theory. These are facts.
Yeah. This is very provable.
I guess we're
white supremacists? Let me say something.
You hogging all the damn airtime. Now, the great replacement theory is a theory that American citizens are being replaced by immigrants. It's not white people being replaced by immigrants. No, it's American citizens that are being replaced by immigrants.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what color they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with immigration into this country, but I want immigrants that want to be Americans.
Yeah.
Like all these illegal immigrants in the country, I guarantee you if something what happened in Ukraine happened in the U.S., I guarantee you all those illegal immigrants running straight back to Mexico, straight back to El Salvador.
No, they ain't going to Mexico. They ain't stupid. They ain't going back there. They going to Canada.
They're just here to reap the benefits of America. They don't want to be American citizens.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
As soon as USA plays Mexico in soccer, who are they cheering for? Mexico. They could be waving their damn Mexican flag. They could care less about America.
I see them coming in the caravans holding up their flags. I'm like, what is this? I can understand you holding the American flag. Hey, let me in. I want to be American. No, y'all waving y'all's flag.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming out. And if you don't let me in, it's freaking racist. I promise I'm just going to stay a couple of days and I'm going to leave. I just want to come to visit. Got a cousin there. I mean, I'm all for legal immigration.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Yeah, because America is a land of immigrants.
Yeah, no shit. But you got to assimilate to our country.
Yeah. A country with no borders, a country with no What's the word I'm looking for? Identification? No structure? No semblance? I mean, eventually this country is going to turn into the countries that these people are fleeing from.
Exactly.
We got to have an identity to our country. I mean, you could have your own God. You can love who you want to love.
You
can
have your own culture, but you got to be an American.
Yeah. You can't be here getting your paycheck, sending it back home to Ecuador.
I mean, you can do it. You're American.
Man, we need that money in our country. That's where they come here.
You can't tell where to send the money at.
Man, no. You ain't sending our American hard-paid dollars to Ecuador and Mexico.
But they earned it.
No, hell no. They here illegally.
No, I'm talking about the actual citizens.
Yeah, the actual citizens. You a citizen. Yeah, you free to do what
you... So you going to tell the illegal immigrants you can't send money back. You going to jail?
No, I'm
going to
tell the illegals go back where you came from.
Man, you crazy.
If you're here illegally, you got to go back where you came from. You got to. If you're here illegally, Keith, it makes sense. You have to go back where you came from. If you breaking our laws,
you got
to go back where you came from.
Use some other language, because that's what the white supremacists say. Go back where you came from.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
No, just use.
Just because a white supremacist say it don't mean I can't say it.
Say, I'm sorry, but you don't say that. Don't say go back where you came from, because that's that's vernacular for white supremacists. You got to be smarter than that.
All right.
So instead of saying that, say you're here illegally. I'm sorry. According to our immigration laws, we got to deport your ass.
Sorry, you have to go.
Yeah, just say deportation. That's our immigration laws.
It's a lot easier to just say go back where you came from.
I'm tired of talking about this shit. That was a damn good show. Yeah. Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man. Yeah. I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code HARSHTWINS when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.